at me.
That's just like a miracle. There was money for a while, and then after that, she would work at the store, and it's a mystery because nobody else had any money either. But we really didn't think of ourselves as poor. It was quite the opposite.
My grandmother, Martha Dretzka Attermeyer, was born on January 5th, 1885.
She came to this country when she was 4 years old. She came with her mom and dad and all the sisters and brothers.
She is survived today by her youngest son, Lawrence, and by her three daughters, my mother, Monica, her older sister, Rosemary, and her younger sister, Dolores. Although Grandma Martha lived to be 91 years old, her daughter's most vivid memories of her are in the 1930s, during the Great Depression, when she found herself a widow, raising six children. What does my mother remember most about her then?
Her ability to rise above all the tragedy that assailed her from the early deaths of my father and to realizing she had another child that would be born after he died, and losing that little girl and having to cope with that, plus the bankruptcy of the business.
She was a woman that could accomplish just about anything. She could sew, she could bake, she could make hats, she could upholster. She would make coats and slacks out of hand-me-down clothes.
Beyond caring single-handedly for her six children, my grandmother had compassion for the many poor people affected by the Depression. My mother, Monica.
I know that her faith sustained her. She would be up at 6 in the morning to go to early mass and then come home and get her family's breakfast and very often open her door to some homeless person who had no place to go, nothing to eat, and would feed whomever came to her door.
Rosemary remembers that Grandma's neighbors sought her out for her skills as a nurse and a healer.
I remember a little boy that was next door to us got really very, very sick one time, and he got pneumonia, and, you know, at that time there were no antibiotics or anything, and she would stay up a couple nights just staying with that little boy and, you know, to help him get better, which he did.
What sustained my grandmother besides her faith?
People loved her. They would seek her out just to sit and talk to her because she just knew so much. She loved to play cards, loved to visit, and was very active in church social activities.
My grandmother lived until 1976. Hundreds of people attended her funeral at Sacred Heart Church in Milwaukee.
She was a wonderful mother. I have great memories of her being there when we needed her and endowing us all with a wonderful faith and way of life.
CeCe's Grandmother, presented by CeCe Love. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org. Ain't I a woman?